Hi.
It may be opening in just a few months' time, but Birmingham's new library is still a construction site. The facade is now up, 9 floors enclosed in giant glass boxes decorated in aluminium rings, the whole crowned with a gold rotunda. It costs close to £190 million, and the man who will run it, Brian Gambles, is my guide.
It's a 31,000 square metre library. It's designed by Dutch architectural practice Meccano. When it's finished, it's going to be the largest public library and archive in Europe. And we think the building is really quite stunning. It's going to be a landmark building for Birmingham. It's one of those Marmite buildings. You perhaps love it or hate it, but people have actually grown to like it. And I think once they get inside, they're going to love it.
We've got our hard hats on and safety gear to protect us on this building site, but we've just come into this main entrance hall now, and I can see this massive escalator reaching up into the sky.
Yes, you're standing in the dramatic foyer of the library, and we want it to be dramatic, and we want to encourage people to explore further. It's beautifully transparent. It lets in a lot of light, and indeed one of the frequent complaints we field about our existing library is that it's too dark. Natural light is what people enjoy and what they've got here in abundance.
A short walk away from the new library is the old one. Concrete, uncompromising, it's the inverted ziggurat, which Prince Charles said was good for burning books, not storing them. Soon it will be reduced to rubble. Most don't seem to care.
I won't miss the building. I think it is a bit of an eyesore, and I think it'll be good for Birmingham as well to knock it down because the renaissance the city's going through. I think it'll suit to have a nicer building there.
What do you think of the library?
What, this old one?
Yeah.
Well, I think it needs replacing. The new one looks good. A lot of money's gone into it. The area itself needs a revamp. It needs a new modern look.
That brutalist building, I like it. Judging it from now, we look back and think of things we might have demolished in the past, like my parents ripped out Victorian fireplaces and things like that, and now we regret it. I think it could be turned into something useful, and it says something about Birmingham.
I'm Henrietta Billings, and I'm the 20th Century Society's Senior Conservation Advisor. This is a 1960s monument to Birmingham's civic pride. To me, it represents an architect's very bold and futuristic vision of what the centre of Birmingham could be like.
It's certainly monumental. It's big, and it looms over you because it gets bigger as it goes upwards. Who designed this building?
This is by John Madden, who is arguably Birmingham's most famous post-war architect. He died last year, but leaves behind a legacy of an enormous amount of